Okay, welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show, where almost anything goes. So, this is the beginning of the series, part of my affirmation series, but the focus is law of attraction. So, before I get into the affirmation part of it, I want to dive a little deeper into law of attraction. A lot of people are hearing that term, and the most simplified way to put it is that we attract what we think of, and not just what we think of, but who we are. We attract more of who we are, and how the composite of who we are becomes is through a plethora of things. It's through our thoughts, it's through our emotions, it's through our environment, it's through the composition of those things coming together, and that creates basically essentially who we are. And a lot of people are who they are by default. You know, they are accepting the dictates of society, of social media, of maybe even their own family and the people in their neighborhood to decide for them who they should be. However, that power is yours. And if you choose to give it away, that's your choice. You basically really don't have much control over your life or circumstances when you live like that. However, if you choose to keep your power and to decide for yourself, hey, this is what I want to be. This is who I want to be. This is how I want to feel. This is how I'm showing up in the world. Then you can tap into and be anything that you want to be. You know, you can get over poverty. You can get over stinking thinking. You can get over following what everybody else is doing, and you can just be your own unique, beautiful soul and decide exactly how you're going to show up in the world. So law of attraction is a universal law. It's not just a term. It's definitely not a new age thing. It's even incorporated a lot in the Bible. And if you are familiar with the Bible, I do want to disclose of this bit of information. The Bible is an esoteric book that is written in code. So a lot of people look at it and they take the characters for face value, but there are many levels of meaning behind the parables and the characters in the Bible. And you have to be developed within yourself enough to decipher what it is and the true meaning behind this esoteric book. And yes, there has been things removed, and yes, there has been things added to it. However, the fabric of it is still intact. The spirit of it is still intact. And with the spirit, you can see, you know, what you need to see. So I'm going to get back off of that because we're not really going too heavily into esoteric things, but a lot of people are familiar with the Bible, and a lot of people know that there is a scripture. Now, I don't know exactly where the scripture is in the Bible, but I know that it is there that says, as a man thinketh, so he is. So what that means basically is that the power of your mind is just tremendous. And that's why your mind is constantly, especially if you allow it to be, is being flooded with images and music and this and that, because there, you know, are profits behind having people behave in a certain way and having predictability around people. You know, then a person can predict, hey, what you're gonna buy, and you know, if they can do that, then they could profit off of it in many ways. You know, so it is very important that you are mindful of what you allow to receive into your mind. And that's why a lot of people, when they talk about the technology age, they sometimes talk about the negative, but there's so many positives to it. I mean, basically, when you are walking around with headphones in your ear, not too loud that you can't hear if there's a loud boom, you know, that you might have to be alerted to, but just, you know, so that you just have going into your ear what you particularly want. you can decide what that is. You know what I'm saying? You can be listening to affirmations. You can be listening to positive music. You can be listening to an audio book that's telling you how to get your business off the ground. You could be listening to so many different things. So I think it's a plus. I think it's a plus that people are walking around with headphones in their ears. It's how you use it. You have to use it responsibly. So back to the law of attraction, which all of that ties into, that's just basically the nitty. So, excuse me, I am utilizing my telephone, my mobile device for this show, and I have some additional apps, but we ain't gonna go into all of that. I got a little cut off, not a little, just completely cut off, but I've restarted it, and I know the way to utilize it so that that doesn't happen going forward. So anyway, dealing with the law of attraction consciously takes practice, okay? Takes practice, because, you know, it's a good chance that you have just been living by default for many years. So the sooner you can get this law down and know how to operate it, the better. But there is always the opportunity to reprogram yourself so that you can consciously draw into your life what it is you want. So first and foremost, you have to be clear about what it is that you do want. Clear. And it's a good idea to write it down. And don't think that you have to limit yourself. Don't look at where you are right now and be like, oh, well, I can only afford this. No, put it down whatever you want. If it's a Bentley, write it down. If it's a multimillionaire mansion, write it down. Okay, now know that these things that you want to have, however grand they are, however small they are, you might just want to, have food constantly in your refrigerator. You know, you might just want to have clothing on your back. You know, I don't know where you are right now in your journey of life, and there is no judgment passed on anyone. Just know that the more you want, the more responsibility you're going to have. It's going to be responsibility to maintain that mansion. It's going to be responsibility to maintain that Bentley. And you're also going to have the responsibility to serve others in the capacity that you can and that you're able to. That's just across the board. That's universal. If you have small things, then you serve in small ways. If you have big things, then you serve in bigger ways. It's really that simple. Know that. Know that that is the balance, and that is very important to know. So, with no further ado, we are going to get into the affirmation part, and that is where you are using the power of your words to create what exactly you want. And we're going to start with just today, because that's what we have, you know, is today. So let's begin. You can repeat with me, you can repeat mentally, you can repeat out loud. It's up to you. I like to incorporate mirror work also into that. Mirror work specifically means you're in front of a mirror while you're saying these words. And if you don't have a mirror, you can use your mobile device to record yourself looking into your camera, and then you can play it back, and then you will be looking into your eyes as a playback, and then you can say the affirmations over again as many times as you want. Practice it as often as you want. If you need a little boost of encouragement, if you need a little boost of confidence, use it. It works. It shifts your mood, and it takes your emotions, which is energy and motion, out of whatever direction is causing you any type of anxiety or discomfort, and points it in a direction that is going to lessen it and bring you more of what you really want. So, again, let's start. I am perfectly fine where I am in my life right now. I take the opportunity to evaluate where I am and where I want to be. And I know that I can use the power of my mind. I can use the power of self-development, self-love, self-control, and self-discipline to direct my life in any direction that I choose to direct my life in. I am the master of my soul, and I know that mastery requires practice. So therefore, I practice speaking to myself in a positive way, no matter what the outcome may be presently. I can change that because I know that change is inevitable. Everything changes. That is one of the laws of nature. So I can direct that change by applying knowledge, by applying wisdom, by trusting my intuition, by healing from any trauma that I may have endured, because trauma can make things unclear. You know, it can cause me to look at things from a perspective that's not accurate, that's based on a pain. So in order for me to accurately be able to see things for what they are, how they are, as they are, I must be able to see clearly. And pain needs to be removed. Pain is temporary. Pain is not permanent. It's a temporary thing. And by thinking of it and by taking myself back to the pain in my mind, then I keep it alive. But I can surely kill it by replacing my thoughts around it, by looking deeper into it and all of the compartments of whatever it was that I may have endured. And once I do that, that is a process of the healing process. Once I do that and I'm consistent with myself and I'm patient with myself and I'm kind to myself and I'm compassionate to myself as I heal and I get past it, then once I am completely healed from whatever it may have been, then I can see clearly. And when I see clearly, then I can decide with clarity and know with certainty that I am able to create whatever it is that I seek to create in my life. And I know by me taking the responsibility and the opportunity to do this for myself, then I can show another person by my example. And if they ask me, I can share with them how they too can do it for themselves. And then this just changes everything. It changes everything because healthy people, healed people, will automatically create healthy circumstances, healthy economies, healthy societies. That's just the law of attraction in full effect. So I am devoting myself to studying more of this universal law. And I am also devoting myself to studying all of the universal laws so that I can consciously participate in creating the life that I wish to have and to live and inspire others to do the same. I am the sum of my actions. I am the sum of my thoughts. I am the sum of my inner feelings towards myself. And if I need to correct any of that, I do so. I take my time. I apply the information that is available. I ask and I am given. I seek and I find. And all is well, and all is always working out for me. And for this, I am ever grateful for. And I know that gratitude is the most potent thing that can be used every day, because every day there is something for me to be grateful for. And when I put my attention towards that, then I automatically attract more things to be grateful for. I know this, and I'm grateful for knowing this, and I am that I am. Hey, you thought it was over, didn't you? Well, thank you for sticking through to the end, because I got something special for you, for you, for you. And that is an appreciation of you taking the time to listen to what I gotta say, what's on my mind, what's in my heart, and just how I feel. To know that my listeners actually care enough and value enough what I have to say, it just touches me deep in my soul. So thank you so much for your time. I want you to know your time was not wasted. I hope that you were entertained. I hope you got a little laugh. I hope you got something from this, that it's an even exchange of energies and respect and of love. So thank you for listening to my podcast. This is the Super Tea Podcast, where I spill all my tea, and sometimes other people tea too if they give it to me, you know what I mean? But please stay tuned. I will be uploading and adding more and more. So again, I want to thank you for your time and let you know that I love you. And also let you know that, hey, if you got something to say, just as the commercial shared, hey, you can monetize what you got to say. So just think about it. Food for thought. This is a great platform, and anybody can do it. All right. Take care and be well.